Earlier this morning, I mentioned we'd be talking about an art trail. Well, the Artists of Bribie, and the acronym for that is AOB, is a unique connection of artists on Bribie Island who have forged together to create an art trail on the island that will be happening on the 22nd and the 23rd of June, and again later in the year on the 21st and 22nd of October. We've managed to get a hold of Ange Vanados, founder and president of AOB, to tell us what we can expect. Good morning, Ange.
Good morning.
Now, Ange, we've talked about this beautiful art trail. Can you give us the idea behind it?
Artists of Bribie came about when I completed work on my own studio space a few years ago and realised that I needed to tell people that I was there. It was a bit of an aha moment in the middle of the night when you realise all of a sudden that there are other people like you. We're all connected, and there must be other artists who are in the same situation that had their own space, their own studio, their own established practice, and would like to be able to sell work from their homes. So with a lot of help from Bicast and the Moreton Bay Council, who gave us a RAD of grant, we ended up screening over 40 people who nominated and came to a dozen of us that were had a variety of medium, so it was more exciting for the people visiting. They weren't visiting painting, they were visiting a variety of different medium and ceramics, photography, sculpture, and a controllable amount, because I've been to other art trails events and they were I was overwhelmed because there were too many. Mm-hmm. And I didn't be too many. We originally started as by putting out a map that has all of us on it, and you can make an appointment with the artist but and view our work at any time if we're home. But we're also, that then developed into, we needed an event similar to the ones that are held elsewhere and are really popular at the moment. So We started an art trail event one last October in conjunction with the Nature Festival on Bribie in October, and that will happen again this year in October. But we also decided to have one at the end of June for the entire weekend.
Fabulous. Now, Ange, you're from Studio Blue. Can you tell us a little bit about your contemporary watercolour works and the inspiration behind capturing mindful moments and visual songs of love in your work?
Yes. I believe our mission here, all people, is to learn how to love more. I've been a visual artist all of my life and a secondary art teacher for over 40 years. And I've organised a lot of creative events and retreats, from ephemeral retreats to workshops. My work seems to evolve from life and tends to hover around the various seasons, not just seasons as in summer, winter, autumn, spring, but internal seasons, seasons that we have, seasons where we're dormant, seasons where we grow. I have spent 10 years on a body of work called Hindsight, that moment where you suddenly realise that whatever you were going through wasn't worth all the fuss and ado. And I have another body of work, for example, Beyond the Pines, which describes my dismay at the human tendency to destroy. We seem to think it's okay to knock down ancient forests and plant a few acres of pine trees and say, there, it's fixed. My life's mission has been to learn to love more, and my work documents this in one way or another. For the open weekend, but in June, I've invited three other artists to exhibit their work as guests. There are two ceramics artists and a young Indigenous artist. Their work is exciting, and some of it will be available for sale for the very first time.
Now, Ange, I think this is all very interesting. Would you be happy enough to wait with me? We'll go to a song break and then we'll come back and I'll get some more questions answered from you.
Sure, thank you.
Now, we're saying welcome back to Ange Vanados. Ange, thanks for holding. Now, one of the highlights that jumped out at me is the whimsical steampunk art made from repurposed tech and found objects. From what I've read, it's almost like artist Jeff Ginn is breathing new life into discarded materials. How cool is that? I'd love to hear a little bit more about how he goes about this.
Jeff's studio is a walking example. He is a self-professed forager and an advocate for recycling. For the last 10 years, he's been intoxicated by steampunk, which is an aesthetic that celebrates the minds of those who lived in the Victorian Edwardian times. In particular, it tries to capture what they thought the future looked like. And they used materials of that time when the world was driven by steam. So any materials Jeff uses, and they're all recycled junk, has to look like the materials of then. It's steel, leather, brass, wood. He listens carefully to these materials and begins.
Wow. Now, I found it really interesting how many of the artists are doing these autobiographical still life paintings, incorporating household items that they've collected over the years. There seems to be such a personal, deeper meaning embedded into the original object through their artwork. Tell us a bit of a story about that, Ange.
It's an artist's job to really see. That's probably puts us apart. I taught art for many, many years, and if I gave the students homework, it would be to go home and look carefully at the objects and the world around you. But I venture to set this paint or create their lives or beliefs in one way or another. Still life is good because it suits and adapts to many venues, and it's easier to sell.
There you go, which is pretty important. And Ange, this art trail covers such an awesome range of mediums, as in ceramics, pastels, acrylics, and you name it, it's pretty well there. For anyone out there who would like to start looking at the world through a more artistic eyes, what advice would you give them in regards to Bribie's artists?
Come to the open studio event and talk to the artists. You'll find it encouraging and inspiring to see them in their own environment. The next event coming up soon, it's on the 22nd and 23rd of June, and I would suggest that by cafe because it's a rather large affair with a beautiful cafe, and you can sit, grab a hard copy of the map so you can plan your day, and there's a QR code on the flyer, or you can go to the website, Artists of Bribie, in order to view each artist's work and visit either one or all of them if you want.
Actually, we'll get our listeners to put those dates in their diary, Ange, and that is between 10 and 4 p.m. You'll be able to take a break, find a tasty little spot for lunch, and then start again. You've been listening to Ange Vanados from Studio Blue, one of the artists from the Bribie Art Trail, to be held at the end of June. And we'll give you those dates again. It's the 22nd and 23rd of June, and then you'll have another chance in October. Ange, thanks very much for speaking to us here on Morning Magazine, keeping our community connected.
Thank you so much. We're very grateful for the opportunity to talk to the community. Thank you.